One of my more irrational fears is that one day my dog, Chucho, is going to start talking. He has no filter, so he'll no doubt blab, you know, about everything. Going on The View, dishing with Eric Escalon Almanac, something like that. Almost as unlikely, I once met a one-year-old who I thought only said mama, dada, and bye-bye. But one day as I was walking away from her and her parents, she looked at me and said, "Bless you." I was dumbstruck. And the sweetness, the pureness of her one-year-oldness, the words came as if from the lips of God, and I was blessed. A blessing is a benediction, a word that comes from the Latin bene and dicere, to speak well of. When Jesus looked at the crowds, he saw people who were sad and grieving, the persecuted for religion or politics, the rejected and marginalized and poor. Unlike so many others, Jesus spoke well of them. He spoke kindly to them. And they received his words as if from God's lips. And they were blessed. Henry Nouwen writes that prayer is a blessing, time set apart for God to bless us. That is to hear from the very lips of God that we are good, that we are beloved. It's a time when we place before God those parts of us that are suffering, those parts we don't like, our sad, aching hearts, our fat, jiggling arms, our crabbiness, our restlessness, our fear. God sees up all of it and regards it lovingly. When and where others may be unkind and we unkind to ourselves, Jesus is gentle. He speaks well of us and blesses us, giving meaning to our sorrows and power to our pain. You are blessed. Blessed are you. Bless you.